seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
All right, gentlemen. This is a special edition of The Real Kings of Pickup. My spiritual brother, Arash Zitar Motherfucking Debazar, is engaging in a new discipline. He's constantly growing. Never in my whole life did I meet anyone committed to improvement like my brother Arash. And he had an engagement tonight, which is rare. It's the first time in us doing this call together for the entire year that we've been doing together so far. So I admire him and his dedication. You know, the greatest teachers are always the best learners, and they teach us also through their own dedication in how they go about the things they want to master. So tonight, the focus will be on me. I started this call in 2004, and we are going to talk a little bit and approach it from a whole new angle. You know, when you're committed to growth, no matter what, and you constantly refine and refresh, and you also constantly do your best to surround yourself by people who will force you to evolve, and you build a team around you of experts to constantly refine. I was on a podcast with Arash yesterday and James Hyman. The podcast will come out probably tomorrow. There's a series of podcasts. We're releasing them left and right. And Arash was talking about the fact that all kings and so on, even athletes, celebrities, they surround themselves by a team. You know, that's why he and I have a sorcerer, Frank White, and his work is phenomenal. I know it's beyond words. Many of you have been exposed to his words. A side note, he just released a program on channeling Casanova. I just got it myself. It's an absolute must, gentlemen. Get that program. So anyway, we got the Mansion event coming up this weekend. And we also just started a 30-day at a time, brand new mentoring program where you can be in touch with me every day. And I give assignments every day. It's called Aphrodite's Prince. I have been somehow made a messenger of the goddess Aphrodite. Aphrodite represents love, lust, and life, and she has many forms. One of them is also Venus, and other forms that I've mentioned through the work. So there's a higher force at work, and the main thing that has transcended so far is the strong encouragement, gentlemen, to stop looking on the outside for acceptance, for approval, for attention, and for admiration, because it will always come short when you look for it on the outside. So the number one assignment to succeed with your pickup, with your seduction, in all other aspects and matters of life, is what you seek outside. You must find it and give it within yourself. You know, many guys, their question is often, well, how do you get a 10? How do you get better women? They can get some women, but not the women they want. It's very simple. For as long as you don't send that admiration, that craving, that desire you would have for a 10 towards yourself, then it's a mismatch. Then you feel like you're going for something that you don't really deserve. And if you put too much attention on the outside, or any attention, you got to be aware. And it's really about becoming such an attractive person by having such an attractiveness for yourself in your life that, of course, the rest follows naturally. I also would love to share tonight some ninja skills, pure techniques of pickup. You know, we often talk about deep philosophy on the Monday call. So tonight I want to take advantage of really addressing the mechanics of pickup. So more callers are coming. You know how it works. I'm going to pass it to you guys, and you'll be able to ask questions. If you're at a place where there's sounds in the background, you simply mute your line by pressing *6. So I'm ready. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, Aphrodite's Prince, also known as the Kissing Saint. I've just released quite a few videos, and one last bit of good news. It's been a long time since I released YouTube videos. And right now, we got a whole bunch in store. They're super highly produced with infield and explanation of what I do. And from now on, they will be released every Saturday. So I encourage you, urge you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And every Saturday, you'll have new infield videos with explanation. Things ranging from how to kiss a stranger on the streets under 180 seconds. This is the first one to be released. To also group kiss, you know, one of the videos, it's like I have 10 girls around me and we all want to kiss, do a group kiss, but foreheads take too much space. So I end up eliminating some of them. And of course, it makes the other one want it even more. And it ends up being a five-way kiss, which I think is so difficult to go beyond the five-way kiss at the level of the practical aspect of finding the space for the forehead. But once I even attempted to do it laying down where it would crisscross so there would be less forehead space, but it turned into an orgy. In the meantime, this call is for you guys. Start to voice your questions, your name, city you're calling from, and what you wish for me to help you with. So who's going first tonight?
Yeah, this is Costa Nostra from San Jose.
Costa Nostra, how are you? You spent the weekend with Tony Robbins. You must be on fire.
Totally. Here's my question. I noticed myself regressing lately, sort of taking on Taker's frame, which I thought I abandoned long ago. So my question is, when you catch yourself regressing, how can you utilize that to become even better?
Absolutely. First, you need the proper frame. You gotta have a forward frame all the time. No longer process things in a reactive manner. When you notice that there's the illusion of regression, then know what it really means. Give it a new meaning, which is it's a call to action. Hey, it's as simple as suddenly you open the fridge and you see that the supply in your fridge is a little low. For some people who overeat, that may be a good thing. But to use the silly example of food, or you're in your car and you see that the gauge is a little low, are you going to go, well, what do you do if you notice that the needle on the gauge, oil gauge in your car is regressing? Well, you stop as soon as you can and you fill it up. And I just realized that this year myself, you know, I've been engaged in this for so long. And I've studied with so many experts in a variety of areas. You went to Unleash the Power Within this weekend. I was a crew member 67 times at Unleash the Power Within. I could almost recite entire hours of it. Yet, this year, suddenly, I found myself in great need to once again stretch. So your mentality is this. It's an constant and never-ending commitment to your own growth. You fuel the car, you charge the phone, you feed your stomach, you got to constantly stretch yourself. Tony Robbins himself says, never leave the site of great progress without planning your next step. Now, a lot of cheap-ass motherfuckers in the pickup community, I love the pickup community, but I got to tell you one thing. Of all the communities I've been exposed to, and this is not for you guys, this is for most of the guys out there, it's by far the cheapest mentality I've ever seen. And it's no surprise because the same neediness that guys have towards girls, where they want the girl and oh, I need sex, or oh, I need, they bring it to the learning. Other communities, nobody goes to a dentist and goes, yeah, but I already came last month, you know. I'm going to go home and let it simmer, or like, do you have any free stuff? Yeah, the dentist is going to give you free toothpaste. Okay. So you got to schedule your next one. You got to go at it constantly. Stretch. So simple. And in general, guys, keep it simple. I lead from this question, and I thank you, Cosa Nostra, for this question. And I will be in San Francisco just before the end of the year. We got Vegas coming up. You're already signed up for Vegas. It's part of your trainer's training program. Make sure that you make it. And it's not enough to show up. The most essential aspect is to wake up every morning and to rekindle with that sense of wonder, urgency, and possibilities. Otherwise, you go dormant. and then you blame external situations, and then you use the language of the world. That doesn't make sense. Regressing. No, regressing is coming from a victim frame. If you take full responsibility, it's simply that you haven't taken enough steps. It's also important to move towards danger. Move towards danger. I spoke about that in the podcast yesterday, so I'll give you a glimpse of that in a moment. But for now, I want to make a connection. Whatever women tell you, whenever women don't say yes, here's my secret translation of that. If a woman goes, oh, I don't know, I don't really know you or any of that, I don't even call it a shit test. In my mind, I know what they're saying. They're saying, please, God, make this be a real man. And they're craving. They're craving not that you back up or back out or get pissed or get frustrated or cancel yourself. They're craving that you turn around your sweetheart. Of course, you can go right now, but it'd be foolish of you. And you put things into perspective. Yesterday with this girl, I did something phenomenal. Because to escalate sexually and powerfully, there's a plus to being a little more aggressive, but there's a downside to it. You could quickly become a bully, and you got to watch out, because being a bully at a level of being sexual is not necessarily a good combination. Women don't like to feel forced. They like to be taken, but not forced. So one secret is you always give them a choice while you arouse them. CA, like California, choice and arousal. Gentleman choice. So I told her, I said, you know what, even if you go right now, I will cherish this moment, and I know you too forever. And then you voice, it's important as a man that you voice it, but not in a needy way nor like a bully. So I say, and if it were up to me right now, you know, in a different reality, I would grab you by the hand. And then I told her what I would do. I said, I probably would surprise you. I would not go towards the bed or the bathroom or the closet. No, I would probably have you stand in the kitchen. I would dim the lights, and then I would just remain silent. And I changed my tonality, and I was doing it with her. And I would stare into your eyes so deeply, so powerfully, so softly at the same time that you could not bear it anymore. You would have to close your eyes to tune into that pleasure that you can feel now. And then I would so softly, barely caress your skin. And as I say it, I do it. And then I would walk around you and maybe just look at you. Maybe I would even sit for a moment and slowly undress you and watch you tremble as your nipples get harder, because there you are standing naked, and you know that I'm looking at you. And you know that I'm desiring you, because you can feel that desire on the inside. At the same time, sweetheart, I have a lot to do. So you're free. If you want to keep it at that, I will never hold it against you. I'm not like those needy guys who constantly make you feel obligated. But let's do one last thing. I don't have to be inside of you, but I want to at least generate the memory of what it would have been like if I was inside of you. So come close. Close your eyes. And then I didn't tell her to do it. I said, I wanted to do it, but listen to the language. Close your eyes. Here's what I want to do. I want you to feel, I want to feel me being inside of you. I want to feel me being inside of you. And then you also have to educate them a little bit, because one thing that women do, which is the same thing that guys do when you go after your goals, okay, it's blocking the flow of life, the rhythm of life, you know, because fear kicks in. So they tense a little bit. So have them realize, for example, you start to kiss them on the cheek, and then you get a little closer, and they hold back a little bit. You go, sweetheart, you're holding back right there. I want you to relax. I'm not going to kiss you in any other ways than what will make you feel very good. You're safe with me. I don't have to kiss you. I'd like to, but I don't have to. But here, do me a favor, though. You cannot carry that tension. It's not healthy for you. It causes premature aging, and then it blocks you. You don't want to be blocked. You want to flow. So let me help you with your flow. And I develop all those, I don't like to call them routine. I like to call them themes. Themes of talking about riding the waves of pleasure and to know that you're safe. And I bring up all those things. So, you know, the guys that are into the Aphrodites program, you're in for a treat, you know, and if there's any one of you guys, make sure you check in every single fucking day. Here's one thing, and then I pass it to the next question. To come back to our question, you got to realize there's big promises in the world and there's a lot of naysayers and haters. So one of the big promise is bet any women that you want or become a millionaire. You know, I want you to think of all the big promises that are appealing to you. Become a champion, start your own business, make a fortune on the internet, build the body of your dream. And constantly we're exposed to that. Now, it's easy to kind of want to go for it, and then it comes short a little bit, so then we question it a little bit. And some people prefer to settle. And oftentimes, growing up, the people who cared for us didn't want us to ever be disappointed or delusional. So they would encourage us to settle. You know, there's a fear among those raised or the people, the traditional education and so on, that a person may think too big and be disappointed. Anyway, with all the fucking disappointment that comes with life, I'd rather think big and be disappointed than think small and still be fucking disappointed. And the disappointment, those people, they have it backwards. It is greater if you think small. And you know that deep down inside. Now, there's also people who hate. They tried. You know, the worst fucking example, I will voice it, is this guy that's been a total stalker to a Russian. We're bringing him to where the guy belongs. Here's the whole story. A lot of people have been wondering. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. The guy fucking fantasized about a girl, and that was all in his own fucking head. And he built a fantasy around that he was going to relocate and live with her. And as a good coach, I told him and we told him, but he wouldn't listen. So then after that, instead of being a man and facing it and going, oh, you know what? I need to do more work. I'm not doing the work. I'm trying to think, tell everybody I'm good when I'm not, because I'm not putting in the work. And as a result of that, I hallucinated and now I'm stalking this girl. You know, I wasn't fair with her. I wasn't direct. I pretended to be a friend and I hallucinated. Lord knows how many times he jerked off to her. And then instead of facing that, he blamed the one source that was there to help. So, word of caution, there's been enough cycles around, but that's how sad it can be. But anyway, to come back to the topic at hand and setting that aside, there's also a lot of people who will discourage you, who will constantly say it cannot be done. So the question is, can it really be done? Can any guy out there become really good? Yes, but here's the answer. It's going to take everything. So that's why I created that program of Aphrodite's Prince, because with her recommendation, the key thing is you got to attend it every day. And what's important is to check in. And then you got to do the exercises. See, there's a misunderstanding because in traditional education, a lot of it is you have to hear it and kind of memorize it so then you can restate the answers. But, you know, it's not hands-on. If you learn a different language, we don't send you to the country. Or if you're learning like math, we don't suddenly have you. Okay, there's a bomb that's about to explode right in front of you. Disarm it if you find the right combination of numbers. Okay? So you want to know that the key thing is hands-on, little exercises every day. I'm happy to give you some tonight. Happy to give you some. Actually, I want to give one for everybody. Okay? We're going to call that C, choice. So write three ways to 10 if you're hardcore, but at least three ways you can give a woman a central choice. First, you pick a category, kissing. Phone numbers, they're too easy to get in this day and age. You just say, oh, you can block the number anyway. But kissing, maybe, or coming to your place and so on. Now, find elegant, powerful ways that you tweak. Some long ones, short ones, some kind of filled with slang and some more eloquent language to say, hey, you know what, you're pretty awesome, and I mean, if it were up to me, you know, I would take you upstairs, and not I would like to, you're the leader, I would take you upstairs, and wow, I would make passionate love to you. But then at the same time, you know, I mean, it's your choice, because you're a free woman, okay? And then you rouse her by saying, as you describe what you would do, she's being aroused. She's not feeling pressure because you're not saying, let's do it, and you're not dependent. She can tell you're independent. And at the same time, then you say, but you know what? Let's at least. And the at least is something that's forward. So, for example, you can say, let's at least cuddle for a little bit. And I want to caress your hair. And you start that, and she'd be aroused. And, of course, she goes for more. So, see, right, 3 to 10 ways to give them a sense of choice while you tell her what your choice would be. You say, you can make any choice you want, but my choice would be that. Then arouse her when you tell her about it. And then have her take at least a minimal step. You go, but you know what? Let's at least sit down here. Sometimes I time them. I say, okay, 7 more minutes. 7 more minutes to enjoy each other. When the alarm goes on, we're done. And then I start to get close to their pussies. And so I go, and rest assured, 7 minutes is not enough for me to put my dick inside of you. So that's not what we're going to do. But I want to at least get closer. Okay? So I know I just gave you a lot. I'm very psyched. One of my new things also, with the guidance of Aphrodite, and that is, I have intercourse, but I don't come anymore. I'm not saying you guys have to do that, but I want to keep my own energy and charge me. So just so you know, the result of that, of course, is it makes anybody want more.
The new year is right around the corner. We know you want better and more at all levels. But let's face it, the odds are not in your favor. And let's be honest, unless you remedy with all you got, it would probably be the same old shit, different year. So time to truly change. As seen on CNN, This Is Life with Lisa Ling, The Seduction Game, also featured on Sky TV with comedian Carl Kierperson, The Moaning of Life. The most potent, popular, and best-priced 7-day training on the planet. The Initiation. Total Manhood Makeover for total social and personal success. Las Vegas, January 16th to 22nd, 2017. Led by true legend, number one pickup artist on the planet, Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and revolutionary philosopher and best seducer in the world, Arash Zipar Divazar, and the best healers on the planet, such as shaman James Hyman and occult expert Frank White. Imagine 3 days in the depth of Nevada's desert, Alpha Camp, to strengthen your survival skills, tap into your true warrior nature, and arise spiritually to harness powers you didn't even know you had. With board breaking, fire walking, chakra clearing, NLP, hypnosis for total success programming, and the most hardcore step-by-step military-style training to masterfully and flawlessly attract and bed the women you always desired. Then relocation for the following 4 days to the city that never sleeps, where everything goes, Las Vegas, Nevada, for around-the-clock pickup from nightclubs to malls, streets, casinos, including a visit to an adult convention. Expect only the very best results, not only with women, but in all areas of your life. Fuck excuses. It's your life, and the clock is ticking. Accepting applications and registration now by going to www.vegasinitiation.com or call our 24/7 hotline 1-323-309-3219. But hurry, we work with a sliding scale, and rates are subject to increase. So stop sitting on your ass before you're drawn into the abyss of excuses and regrets. Act now. Women and your new life are ready for you. Vegas, baby, Vegas. See you in Sin City for the real success you have been craving your whole life.
We move to the next question, gentlemen.
I have a question. This is Philly Will. Thanks for doing this as always. But I was wondering, you and Arash use like filming and pictures a lot, and girls seem to really like that. I'm wondering if you could go into, like, what it is about their nature that makes them like being filmed and being photographed.
Well, it's interesting that you go from that observation to leading into that question. What is it in their nature? I think that we address something initially, I say, guys, don't look for attention from the outside anymore. That means you could be very public. You know, I have moments of, and now there's going to be the release of my book early this year. So it's going to be like talk shows and so on. So there's moments, especially living in Hollywood, of just like the intensity of the energy of fame and charisma and attention. But what you want is not have the dependent, the dependence on it, dependency. So that's for us. For girls, they are human beings. And of course, they're craving the attention. Now you got to do it the right way. At the pink party, they were photographers. And, you know, sometimes we don't remember that not everybody thinks like us. So initially, I had to tell them, because initially they were supposed to be on us. You guys who were there on a rush and on me. And a couple of pretty girls or prettier girls were there. So suddenly, because they were guy photographers, they put their attention towards the girl. That's the wrong way to do it. Okay, you got to put the attention on you and give her a sense that maybe she can be a part of it. Also, a lot of girls have, what do you call it, Snapchat? I still call it like a snatch, you know, snatch. But anyway, they love to pull out their little camera. In the elevator today, a girl just goes, oh my God, I love your hair. And she puts me on like that. So it's not a problem for them, which I pulled my phone right up and I also did it. Which, by the way, I think guys in the Prince of Aphrodite and once in a while also on Facebook, I'm going to put glimpses of interactions because, you know, there's little glimpses. So you pick something, a conversation, you know, because I have my phone in my hand all the time and I film like just like the quick hello or little things like that. And it's not per se like a full pickup, but you can get ideas. In the end, remember, it's one thing, one thing. And we've been stating that in the Prince of Aphrodite's class. What are you comfortable with? It's what you're comfortable with. When something to you is normal and you're totally comfortable with it, not rather comfortable, totally comfortable with it, and you're strong in it, others will follow and accept it. It's how you present yourself. So one long-term assignment takes a lot of work. Again, it's daily work to really get good and clear everything, okay? Daily work for that is to make sure that you're absolutely fine with presenting and exposing your highest reality, that you don't create a duality, that you don't try to look like the good guy when inside you want to be a badass, that you no longer apologize, which is a higher form of honesty, you know? And what's funny is that at a lower level of consciousness, there's all those rules in terms of what you should do, you shouldn't do, what makes somebody nice or polite, but it's all fucking manipulation to keep people down. At a higher level, you're stronger, you can voice your disappointment, you can express it, but it's a higher form of honesty. You know, I've said it time and time again, never in my whole life, even when I did corporate coaching or big spiritual gathering and so on, have I dealt with an individual as impeccable, as righteous, as generous, as giving, as inspiring, and as loving in a true higher way, not in a wimpy fake way, as a Rush. And Frank White comes from the same place than us, you know. So be totally at ease with it. And to be at ease, which is my next little topic, I alternate guys' question to a little topic. Move towards danger. You know, the newbie sometimes is my hero. Sometimes the guy that doesn't appear to be doing much does more than anybody else because his legs are shaking and he takes a step and he goes to a girl and he barely voices something. But why is he my hero? Because he's operating despite the discomfort. Now, a guy goes through that and becomes a little bit better, or he never really experienced tremendous struggle, you know. There's guys who come to this, they're fairly good looking. I think the gentleman who's asking that question, you're one of them, you know, you're good looking. You're not like the little geeky guy that's been made fun for your whole life, you know. You're athletic, you're strong, you have a good life, you know, a decent life. Everybody in this day and age, except for a couple places and countries, we have a good life. I have a couple buddies that I help them out. They're homeless, but I mean, they manage, and you still, they always have a couple of dollars, and they always have a meal, and they always manage somewhere to sleep. Okay? So even in the great discomfort, we still have a lot of luxury. Because of that, any guy that didn't have a very painful starting point, or really something that broke him, or that's starting to do better, is only going to do what's comfortable. It's a big fucking mistake. Okay? You should every day move towards danger. You should no longer listen to the voice. If there's two girls in front of you, one would intimidate you genuinely initially. It's a false intimidation. You have no reason to be, but you do feel it. And the other one would seem easy. Never again go for the easy one. If you feel like, okay, I've done it, I'm a little tired, let's go home. Do at least 10, 15 more minutes. Move towards danger, not in a stupid way, but be daring to move towards danger like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Good. Good. It's also important, as always, to wake the fuck up. That's a daily job for all of us. When I say things like that, it's not me like pointing fingers. It's me telling you how I do it with me. I will go dormant in a heartbeat. The moment there's no longer like a sense of urgency, I fucking settle so quickly. We all like that. You cannot accept that. You got to raise the bar, the standard. You know, sometimes I feel like we teach the dead, and it's no offense to anyone, but it's like, come on, bring some life, some speed in it. And what's really important, I shared that in an interview the other day, gentlemen, and then I take a few more questions. I'm really enjoying this, although I'm missing Arash because his presence and vibe, for me, just expands my level of consciousness even beyond. This is me being with me, and thank God I got the higher power helping me. But I did an interview for a fashion magazine, a hookup from Arash. He just did an interview. It's a magazine that's growing. That's going to be also hand in hand with our community. So one thing that we were talking about is, how do you find more drive on a daily basis? You know, is you have to assume the absolute best ahead of you and spend every day preparing for it. Now, there you have to give a little bit more when you ask that question. Now, if you knew for sure that in the next year, you have a multitude of the most beautiful women coming your way, that your business is going to pick up, or if you're frustrated at work, a solution is going to come around, that everything going to pick up. And if you knew for sure that one big dream you've had for a long time, that maybe you even gave upon it, you know, is going to come to fruition next year. You never know when it's going to come. I mean, for years I've been wanting good TV stuff, and then boom, the CNN thing came around. And prior to that, I had one on the BBC, and UK Channel 4, and Canadian broadcast, you know. So you hustle, but you don't know when it's coming. But if you knew for sure, how would you wake up tomorrow morning? You know what it's like when you have to go somewhere or you have people coming over? Suddenly I realized Frank White is going to be here on Thursday, and I'm redecorating my place based on the aesthetic of Aphrodite and Venus. And it's quite a chunk, because when I go all the way. So suddenly I thought, oh, Frank is coming. I better have it all ready for when he's here. So now there is urgency. Now it doesn't matter if it's a late. Now I can wake up a little earlier to do it. So you guys, you have to remind yourself, if the best you could not even imagine right now was coming for sure, what would you do tonight to prepare? To prepare. It's not act as if it's already there. It's beyond that. It's prepare, prepare, prepare. Two, three more questions and a couple of recommendations. Who's next?
Okay, Vince, two questions I have for you.
We already know that. Remember yesterday in our session, I told you, I've learned that from the National Speakers Association. The sharp man is not redundant. He does not need to announce what he's going to do. He doesn't say, I have a question. He will ask the question. Makes you sharper with women. We frame everything based on what would that look like with women, okay? That's always my friend. So, Michelle, you tell me.
I'm at a festival similar to Burning Man. I am with one woman, and I'm hugging another woman. How do I bring that second woman into that little group with us so I can connect with both of them instead of just the one of them?
First, you know that it's not such a big deal. There's another entity when we're doing some channeling recently that suggested with everything that you go, how? Okay, wherever you thought it was not possible, part of the problem, you view it as too big. One thing you got to watch out, unless it juices you. Guys, never be the person who will go, oh my God, I got the big test tomorrow. Oh, it's the my big client. Unless it makes you feel, hell yeah, I'm ready. Okay? Oh, it's the big game tomorrow. Oh my God, there's those two girls over there. Oh, there's a lesbian here. Oh my God, she's a porn star. Oh, do you see her? She's so hot. Oh, she's coming over tomorrow. Don't do that. The big deal in your life is you. The big deal in your life is you. The rest, make it smaller. Okay, so in that case, it's just like one little event in time. You're talking with a girl, there's another one. Worst that could happen is that both or one of them dislikes it. End of the story, no problem, move on, next. That you need to embrace it, because you're still going at it too, like, there's that girl and this. Now, you don't do it as bad as I just did it right now, so you identify it, but it's still too strong, okay? For me, I wouldn't even think like, oh, how do I bring this one there? I would just make it happen. Now, what you do is a quick assessment, personally, of who's a little more sensitive and who's a little more easygoing. And there's always one. You take two people, practice looking at two people together and ask yourself, which one is the more stuck up? Which one is the more sensitive? Which one is the more easygoing? You always see it. Couples, even married people, you see a guy and a woman. There's always one that's like a little friendlier. Sometimes the woman, sometimes it's the man, you know. It's always the same. So you quickly assess which one would be like the most challenged one. And you make sure that you play with that. There's no right or wrong way. You have to be in the context. And you don't see any wrong in it. You get a little stronger in all directions, not only louder, but also more ease. And you go, ah, look at you guys. And you can say whatever you want, and you make them laugh to test them. Okay? I'm going to give you my own example. Yesterday, I wanted to go to bed, and a little voice said, one more round. I go to Walgreens, and that's before the little clip that I put on my Facebook today. So it paid off to go. Suddenly, I run into this girl that works over there, and every day I go hardcore. I'm paying at the cash register, and I look at her, and I go like, you, me, what a shame. We're only seeing each other here at Walgreens. Then I go, leave work, come outside. Or I even tell her, meet me in the bathroom, and she laughs, you know. But if a guy who always acted normal suddenly said, meet me in the bathroom, she would call security. Okay, if a guy was like saying, hey, meet me in the bathroom, no, but me, I'm arrived, I'm a powerhouse of being social and fun, and people, even if they don't like it, they don't dare fucking telling me in my face, because they know that I'm a verbal ninja. They know I can kill them with my words, you know? So, right there, I'm talking with her, she's on the floor, instead of being at the cash register, I'm making fun, I say, it's all my fault, it's all that flirting. We compare it to cops. I go, yeah, you like cops, you know, when you're back in traffic and so on. Suddenly, I see another girl that I knew from the past, and a lot had happened in her life, so it never went any further. So there I'm looking, I'm thinking, okay, if I honor the older one, then I miss out on the new one. If I order the new, so I just said, ladies, you have to be fucking faster with me. And I said, look at her. I've known her for some time, but she's too slow. And then I say, you better not make the mistake. And they both started to laugh. Okay? So, simpler, Mitchell. I look forward to see you this weekend. Gentlemen, you know that this weekend we have the Mansion event, and it's the most intimate event in the history of the pickup community. It's like a spiritual, hardcore boot camp, very intimate. Total immersion. We're in a mansion, like Project Hollywood. You know, I used to live at Project Hollywood. I missed the mansion, so we said, fuck it, let's do it in a mansion now. The mansion's ours for the weekend. Pool and so on. We're going to do photo shoots over there and so on. Then you're bombarded by the best of the best. A rush is bringing something to the plate that is mind-blowing. If you listen to the introduction podcast, the preparation, the one with Frank, the one with Kevin, and then Frank, and I work with Frank every day, and I'm contracting him when he comes here as well. We're going to do a lot of work together. And Kevin the Pimp, and he's a powerhouse of motivation, that guy. And James Hyman. You know, James Hyman has been my shaman for years. And, of course, myself. Now, ideally, you should be there in person, but we limit it. We just want a handful of guys. That's different from the big GSLR, just a couple of guys. So you have, it may even be a ratio where there's more teaching than actual student presence. Okay. And then there is the option of a live stream and HD recording. So you guys, you cannot want this thing and not take advantage of this moment in history and the effort that we put into it, you know, and anywhere else. I mean, anywhere else, you hear Tony Robbins over there, you hear like, okay, there's like the best of the best in business. They're doing something on the East Coast. People go in the pickup community. People always fucking jerk off, giving excuses left and right. You guys are not like that. You're on the call, but it's still an element, like you got to jump on board. I take one last question, two more questions. So,
hey, this is Matt. Hopefully I made it in this time.
Okay, voice the question.
Okay.
You guys are not just boys waiting in line in school, okay? You got to remember, in life you can have a lot of things. In life, I do believe you can have everything. I mean, you have to compromise. You know, you cannot be number one athlete on the planet and drink like a madman every night and eat like a pig. No, there's got to be choices. But there's no limit. People have gone to other planets. I mean, it's just fascinating. This planet is fascinating, what we can achieve, create, and so on. Imagine 100 years ago, we would suddenly travel back through time and put laptops in front of people 100 years ago. They'd be, oh, what the fuck? How does this even work? Prior to that, they would think like we're from another planet or that they'd be, you know, it's fucking amazing. So here's what you got to do. You got to know you can have a lot, but you got to make it happen. So you cannot wait for your turn anymore. You cannot. Maybe at the DMV, you have to wait for your turn. But even then, you can build slick or show up early. You got to make it happen. So guys, you're not little boys. If you want to ask a question, just voice it.
Okay. Flight attendants, if you could give some advice on them without me telling the whole story. Just people who kind of stressful job. Next day they're on the plane and they can't just like crash or sleep on the plane. We can. They've got to do work. So how do you kind of juggle with that schedule?
I would drop all the decisions. I would drop all the decisions. We live in a day and age of such diversity that the best thing to do is not expect anything from people. Okay. Make decisions for yourself. Unless you're managing them, make no decision for them. I believe in live and let live, but don't step on my feet. And we'll find the higher solution first, and then we'll remedy. And what you also got to know is that you cannot have too many expectations, but at the same time, let people surprise you. Give them a little room. Don't go like, oh, she's probably tired. You don't know. And women will contradict themselves. You know, a lot of the choices we make are dependent on the context. The same girl that may go to a guy, no, you know, I really want a boyfriend and, oh, I want a relationship. Suddenly, the lead singer of the band that she had a crush on ever since was a little girl, he's in town and he's got two girls next to him. So he's a fucking rock star. Nobody would go like, well, look at that pig with those two girls. Everybody be smiling and say, ah, rock stars, right? Ah, rock stars, you know. Then suddenly he goes on to her and she has a chance to sleep with him. She would not look at him and go, I'm looking for a relationship, you know. She would not. Assuming that she has that level of a crush, but the crush is there. So that's why you cannot decide too much. And you're making the mistake, guys. I want you to hear it in your question. I gave you a superior answer a moment ago that came to me. The problem is, and don't hear it in the basic way that it's been stated before, that was an earlier limited rendition of this really superior higher advice. Don't think, oh yeah, it's like don't look in the rearview mirror because you cannot drive. You know, let go of the past. Really letting go of the past is the willingness to expect something much greater right now and in the near future. So if you're a guy and you've been in airplanes, but you never bedded a flight attendant, you cannot afford to make any decisions about it and how it should happen and how it's not happening because you don't know. Instead, you got to put your focus with that having to see it precisely or to know how and when and which girl that it's happened in the future. So then you prepare, okay? With women working, there's the basics. You always say, hey, I know you're working. Another key ingredient is timing, you know, when they're about to take off and she's putting on her seatbelt. You always see the moron study from the guy who's not calibrated, whom you can tell he's talking at the wrong time. Help facilitating when there's a task at hand. For example, if they're passing things, make it fast for them. Don't be the guy who stops the line because you're ordering a beverage and you're flirting with her at the same time. Be the guy who will say, oh, I think the lady next to me is sleeping. She said she didn't want anything for me. I'll have a bottle of water. I don't need a cup. Thank you. You're plenty busy. And not only that, you're cute. But I'll let you do your work and maybe I'll visit at some point in the back. Then I would test me. Initially, what I would go, I would have them compete. I would say, I have this tradition. I would go in the back when it's all quieter. I would say, ah, what trouble are you causing back here? And then I would observe something they do while they're not busy. And I would go, oh, I've always wondered how you did this. So that's where you keep the food or something like that. Okay, maybe I would make them laugh. I would say, I would whisper to get close to their ears and go like, so on a scale from 0 to 10 at the level of messing up the bathroom, has your travelers today, are they fairly decent? And they laugh. It's also a way to test. If they go, no, they're not, I go, okay, that's not my candidate. This woman is too pessimistic for her to be swept off her feet. And I go, okay, here's the deal. Real quick, unless you are camera shy and all stuck up, I create a move away. I say, I have this little personal competition. Whenever I fly, I take pictures with flight attendant to find out who is really the friendliest company up in the air, because it's easy to see the advertisement. And, you know, if they go, in this day and age, they still want to go, oh, no, I don't take pictures. I used to say, let's take the non-picture picture. Now I go, okay, then we're going to take a picture of me. And I do the craziest poses, and I keep on, like, touching up my hair. And they laugh, and I go, come on, you guys, you're so fucking silly. Let's take a picture of your feet. And maybe we do, like, a picture of everybody's shoes. And we go, wow, that would make a good album cover. You make them laugh, and then you go, so, now, here's the crazy question of the day. What about the stereotypical fantasy and idea that the flight attendant will arrive in a city and because she travels and she's a free woman, she will grant herself a lover in every city? Is there any truth in this or it's a complete myth? And that's how you open and you start to find out. I'm looking at the time. There are many, many, many more answers. It was a pleasure. You know, we're on with a rush next week. And since it's the only time when you couldn't make it, we decided we're going to do a private podcast, just he and I. We haven't done that in a while. Record it. So the quality is top-notch. And we're going to dig deeper where we're going to ask each other's question, and we're going to release that by the end of the week. So nobody misses on a Rush Evolution this week since he wasn't here. Again, what an honor it is to be doing all those things with Rush, you know, and I totally back him up 100% ever, always, and the team that's growing with Frank and so on, and new guys on board that are moving forward, Brian Casella and Chris DeVilbiss and Wasi that's helping with the group, and Abraham, oh, sorry if I don't say the name very well, so, you know, there's a lot of people helping, we are growing strong, it'd be great to see also some of the returning students this weekend. Two quick things, number one, dimension. If you miss out, it's a little sad, you know. I mean, if you miss out, it's still like something that's missing. And if you think that it should come for free, then no, everything has a price in life. You don't go to work for free. But so any guy that goes, I want to get good, well, okay, there's a price to it. I mean, what do you want me to do? To be like the Mother Teresa of pickup? And if we do that, guys don't recognize the value. You know, it's always funny. It's always the guy who pays the most money to come that gets the greatest results, okay? So come to the mansion. There's the option of the live stream and recording afterwards. So you have three entire days of the five of us. This is going to be the most advanced realm of knowledge so far in the history of our industry, with this time the realm of the spiritual. It's a spiritual boot camp. We're going beyond, above and beyond. And there'll be many forces at work helping us. It's only going to be available if you get it before the weekend. Afterwards, guys are going to go, is there a recording of the mention? So if you want the prime combined knowledge, that's your chance. Other thing is Prince of Aphrodite. You register for it at any given time for 30 days at a time at seductiveinstinct.com. Seductiveinstinct.com. It's only $97, and then it gives you access to the live class online on Thursdays. The recording right after that. What has been amazing, it's like it's up right after that. Do both. Don't miss out because you get the recording. And access also to extra footage, to stuff that's a little bit more graphic, and to my assistance on a daily basis when you participate. You know, you got to be in the group, and we check in every day with everybody. So it's a must. Everybody online, go to Seductive Instinct right now and register, and you will get my coaching, pure pickup. We only do pickup with Aphrodite's guidance for the next 30 days at a time, and we check in every day, and that's what it takes, $97. Okay. I think that's all for tonight. I got to prepare. I'm going to the gym. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. Always a pleasure. We'll see you at the mansion or online when you watch it. And Thursday, Thursday is double impact. Not only I'm here, I'll be on the Prince of Aphrodite, but also at 8:30, we're going to have right after it, Frank White, myself, and Kevin for a brief free talk at my place in Hollywood. Good night, gentlemen. Keep it up. And thank you, Aphrodite.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.